Me.
Bah, I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Somewhere there's an amoeba community just trying to make a life for itself. Preferably on some rotting vegetation or on a forest floor, doing the usual amoeba things, eating, reproducing. But when food supplies begin to run out, everyone comes together as a group to try to find a new food source. Collectively, the group is known as a slime mold, though they're neither slimy nor moldy. They're just a big old moving clump of amoebas, or amoebae, either one's correct, going toward a light source, since light means food. As the clump reaches the destination, some of the amoebae must sacrifice their lives, turning into a dead cellulose stalk. The other amoebae pile on and release spores to be carried from that high point to other locations by outside forces, like wind or insects. New research out of Rice University and Baylor College of Medicine is taking a careful look at cheaters in the community, the kind of amoeba whose gene codes tell them to avoid being up front where they might have to dive for the cause and to actually push others up to the front. You'd think logically that cheaters would prosper, but a small percentage of the amoebas refuse to be pushed around. Over successive generations, these cheater-resistant amoebae came to dominate, keeping the cheaters in place and forcing them out of the reproductive chain. Even nature doesn't like a cheater. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.